What's good, everyone? Welcome back to the Everything La Kimster Show. I am your host, Kim Lee, better known as La Kimster. And I'm so sorry for not recording another podcast after the last podcast with Vegana Mexicana. Shout out to Ruby Ortega. I just been in a weird funk, and it's been kind of fucking with me, to be honest with you guys, because it's one moment you're up and the next moment you're down. And now I'm back up and I'm recording this episode for you guys on cultivating authentic relationships. And I ain't talking about your boo thing. I'm talking about everything. Friendships, whether family, whatever it is. Those are the key components that drives your success. Let's jump in to this next episode. Enjoy. What up, what up? What up, y'all? What is the meaning of relationships? And by the way, Bae's probably going to be popping in on this podcast. So, Bae, why don't you show him some love right now?
Hola. Hola, hola.
That's what it sounds like.
I don't know. Is that a Hispanic thing or am I just a weirdo?
I think it's number two. What is a weirdo for 400? And it's like, Natalie.
Anyways, hi guys. Nat here. I might be tuning in and out. I'm on Instagram right now, so...
Let's congratulations, by the way, on your Instagram growth. That is amazing. Okay,
well, thank you, Fade Network. Shout out to Fade Network. Fade Network Studios.
Dang.
Is that clear?
I didn't know I turned up the volume from 10 to 100, but thank you. No, thank you for being authentic and showing that authenticity to your followers and engaging and growing. It's just, I'm seeing your growth tremendously and being with you and seeing where you started from where you're at now in as little as 8 months. That's amazing.
Thanks. I mean, you know, I think... I was very forward when I met you, and I was like, I don't know. IG is just like collecting dust right now.
Yeah, I remember that. You were like in a weird block.
Yeah, I was kind of like not giving it my all. I felt like not motivated, but I feel like now I'm tapping back into things with your help, you know, your words of wisdom.
It starts with you. You figured it out. You know, it's like somebody can give you the tools and the keys, but
one of us is a tool, the other one's a key. You see?
And this is the intro of our episode of cultivating relationships. And cultivating relationship is not just with your partner. Mm-hmm. It's honestly with your family and your friends. Let me ask you, when you hear that cultivating relationship, what does it mean to you?
Cultivating relationships. It's tough. You're making me put me in a pickle here.
Pickle from a pickle. Just kidding.
Well, off the bat, the first thing that's just coming to mind is just friendships, I guess. You and I have talked about my past friendships, and I feel like for a while I was like, everyone's fake. Fuck everyone, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you have those moments. I think I was just having a moment where I just realized, like, you know, it's just sometimes not meant to work with certain people. You know, you literally meet people for a reason. You learn things from those people. But, I mean, if a friendship doesn't stay, it wasn't meant to be. And now I'm really thankful for having those really shitty, shitty friends and showing me what, like, real friendship is. Like, now I have my friends and I'm like... super thankful for them, making me tear and shit. Oh,
she really crying though. I'm watching her and I'm like, let's see your water run down, girl.
Hey, stop. But it's cool. Dang, I'm getting teary.
It's okay. Shout out to all your friends. You want to give them a quick shout out right now?
Oh, okay. Leslie, she's not on Instagram, but that's my bitch. Dulce, I fucking love you, girl. We talk about everything, you know, fashion. Oh, like, you've really helped me, girl. You've pulled through. Ruby, yes, bitch. You're like a sister. I swear, it's insane, like, the relationship that we've built in such little time. I don't think I've even known Dulce and Ruby for as long as I've known Leslie, but they've become, like, you see, like, a big part of my life. We text all the time. We do our best to, like, see each other. Ruby was just here, so I honestly couldn't ask for better friends, and I'm super, super thankful for them. And Jess, I didn't forget about you either. You're all the way in Long Beach. But I love Jess. You know, she's actually the first person that I met up with from, like, well, not from, through Instagram. So, Jessica, you are amazing. She literally pulled me out of a situation, you know, that I was like, oh, God, like, it was tough, you know, and it was so crazy to find someone on Instagram that was going through the same thing. And I was like, oh my God, like, it's crazy. Like, I don't know this person, but I feel for you, you know? And mm-hmm. then when we met up together, I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. And then after Jess, I was like, I'm going to give it a chance. And that's how I felt like I really opened up my heart again. And I was like, okay, fine. You know, like, not everyone is, like, cruel or has cruel intentions. And so I felt like I opened my heart again. I met amazing people and I love them. And I'm crying over y'all right now.
Legit. Ladies, if you're listening, this is her boo, and you're making her cry. She's legit crying. I'm watching her, and I'm like, as her, like, your partner right now, I'm like, dang, I feel for you. And this is why we're talking about this. That exactly is cultivating a relationship. It starts as a friendship, and look, now you guys have a sisterhood bond.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. And, babe, you move out here from Chicago with no family out here. No friends. And you went through a really rough patch, and you found your sisters, you found your family. Yeah. And it started off with that relationship, right?
Yeah, who would have known? California.
And some of these girls have inspired you to be where you're at right now. Yeah. And it's amazing. So shout out to you ladies.
Yes.
And, you know, I think often going into social media now, people seek too much validation through social media.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And I'm not going to deny it. You know, I feel like I've been in that. I feel like we all are, and we will continue to be, because it's hard. Now, to be honest, Instagram is part of our life. Mm-hmm. It's part of, like, us. Like, kids are growing on Instagram.
Exactly.
You know, it's, like, part of it. So, of course, it's
building a brand. It's building, yeah. You're building your brand, your personal brand.
And, of course, you take it more personal. Of course, you want to feel validated.
Of course. And I think, like, people shouldn't feel the need to get that validation from social media at the same time. Yes, we're growing a brand, but we got to know when to separate our mind of, like, this is valid for me. This is strong. Even though it didn't get, I don't know, an extra 100 likes, I was proud of what I did, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think we often seek that, like we beat ourselves so hard through it. And I think I went through it recently, where it's like I was in such a funk for a very long time. I wasn't consistent in my posting. I actually 1 year ago told myself that I'm done kind of like building my social media. Mm-hmm. It's not as of actually today, so like today, where I'm like I'm going for it. I'm going for it again. Actually, it's been a couple days, but today was actually the first day where I felt like me again. And I'm like, I'm going to go for it. But I don't need y'all validation likes, but it wouldn't hurt if you support a sister, you know? But
of course.
But
shout out to the people that do support.
Yeah.
You guys are the reason that we continue to do this.
Exactly. Exactly. And I remember you mentioning a principle that you had that told you you couldn't you know, become a photographer, right? We'll get into that a bit. And the reason why I bring that this up is because before social media, there was a validation that you needed from a principal, a teacher, your mom, any family members, your friends, your peers, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll let you tell that story.
Well, I mean, it's a really short story.
Yeah.
To be honest, but yeah, high school, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was freshman year. So I told you this, we were the first graduating class, first ever class of everything there. So I remember the principal was walking around, I believe, to everyone's advisory and asking every single person individually, like, hey, like, what do you aspire to do? Or like, what's your career goals or whatever, you know? I believe I had just told him, like, oh, you know, I really love photography. And he was just like, you know, kind of like brushed it off and was like, well, you know, photography is more like a hobby. You should look something more like a career. And I was like, oh, well, okay. That was the first time I kind of got shot down. And I was like, okay. So honestly, to be honest, I wish if there's one thing I could like do, well, there's actually a couple things, you know, but this is definitely one of the moments that I feel like is super, you know, you have those moments where you're like, oh, like, that's a moment, like, if I would have thought differently, it would have totally taken me somewhere else.
But you were young.
I know, of course. But I learned from it, right? But I wish I would not have, like, let his opinion or his, like...
insecurities. Listen here, Mr. Principal. Okay? I have, you know, so much I'm to not, say about
I,
that.
I mean, honestly, like, he was a great principal. He was a great, like...
educator.
Yeah, a great educator. You know, I'm not going to knock him at all. It was just, like... I should have not let that affect my decision or change my mind about wanting to, like, follow my dream of photography.
If he was a great educator, he would not let his little small puny mind tell you that you couldn't be a photographer. Because I believe as a great teacher, as a great anyone who's a leader, you don't discourage people from their aspirations. I have kids that I know through my little god kids friends and stuff who tell me they want to be a ballerina dancer. They want to be a gymnast in the Olympics. And I'm, you know what I tell them? I'm like, go for it. Because you got to think, it starts young. If you plant a seed in someone's mind, I want you guys to try it. If you have kids out there or you have little brothers and sisters, cousins, whatever, try it. Don't influence them in the bad way now. But... let them know that their dream is valid, that they can do it. Wait for 10, 15, 20 years. See where those kids, when they become these full-grown adults, where they're at in their life. Because you planted that seed, it changes their mind. Now, you didn't come out so bad because he discouraged you as a photographer now. And the irony, or I don't know, irony or coincidence in that is that now you're using a platform that requires photography. Requires content creation, that you also have a vision in it yourself, and look where you're at. So Mr. Principal, follow her and it's crazy to me that sometimes we let those discourage. You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a million things. One day I'm a firefighter, the next day I wanted to be a dinosaur archaeologist. Everybody thought I was crazy. They're like, you can't stick to one thing. Fast forward, right? Fast forward into my life, I'll never forget when I was 18, an ex of mine told me, like, you got to stick with one thing. You know, you always want to do so much. But it started so young. I can't help it. That's the way my brain worked. You know what I mean? People discouraged me that I couldn't be a firefighter one day and the archaeologist the next. But I think as I got older, like yourself, and it's funny how the... you know, like Drake said, it's funny how things go. You see those young habits and now we are where we are, right? You let that discourage you, but then somehow it came back to you in a different form of creating photo content.
Ah. You got me. You know?
So look at you. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations. And I'm actually disrupting her. I'm forcing you to be on my podcast. She's actually creating some content right now, which is amazing. So why don't you tell them your Instagram name?
So I actually just changed it. I don't even know if people know.
A couple of people did. Shout out to Edna.
Oh, yes. Like a female. Edna, I love you. I have to go get my hair done. Oh, my God. Have you guys seen me post her on my story? She's awesome. I love her vibe. Her salon is super cool. So, yeah, shout out, Edna. Thank you for noticing. It's unreal that people have noticed, and you told me that Edna had noticed, and that, like, someone commented I'm sorry, I don't remember who commented, but they were like, hey, and I saw, like, your name change, and also Genesis, like, messaged me, and she's like, oh my god, I love the name change. And I was like, ah, I didn't even think people, like, cared, you know. I think I had told you for the longest time, I was like, I want to change it, but I don't know, like, this is what I've been for the longest. And I was like, one day I just was like, I'm gonna change it. And then when I changed it to that, I was like, this is it. This is it. So it is mi propia mujer, and that just translate to like I am my own woman.
It's yes. Do you think your name, your content, who you are is now because you cultivated solid relationships? You are your own woman, though.
I am, and I actually do think, yeah, I think I do owe it to like building these relationships with people that I feel like I've discovered who I am, mm-hmm. and it's leading me to who I will become, you know. And I really appreciate that, like you, babe. Oh my god, I love you so much.
I love you more, mommy.
You help me, you know, all the time. Like, I never leave the door anymore without asking you if my outfit is cute or not.
Oh my
like,
god, you don't need my validation. I know.
But you know, like when we first met, I felt comfortable asking you, and I really like that you didn't just like brush me off and be like, yeah, it's cute. I like that you were like intrigued, and you're like, oh yeah, you know, actually maybe it might look cool with this, or you know. Yeah. So I feel like even with my friends, you know, they'll be like, oh yes, like, dude, just go for it. Like, I you know, I've been very shy like with things that I wear. Now I'm like changing my style a little bit, becoming a little bit more bold, kind of like not giving a fuck. Like today, I know something so simple, like these leather pants with those white boots, like
very awesome detail touch, by the way.
Like, you know, in the past, before I met you, I don't think I would have worn it. You know, same thing with my friends, like they always told me like, go for it. But you know, like you're here and you're like, well, actually like giving me shit, like, you know, like put it on. It's like, it's very awesome to see not only my friends, but the person you love just like really push you and like not brush you off and kind of like still inspire you and tell you like, you can do it, you know.
I got a smile so big, it's the biggest cheese, and it ain't
yours. Cry too. But yes, to answer your question, I do think that a part of who I am now has to do with the people that I've met along the way.
And I first learned this cultivating relationship. It's always been there. You know, I think I've been an okay friend, but as of recently I fixed that because I've been selfish in a sense of I've been too focused on my own mind and my own self and my own well-being that I've like kind of disconnected from everyone. And as of recently, I'm reconnecting with everyone again, trying to put my foot forward and building those solid and authentic relationship with my friends, who's been there, who's been supportive, who's been the black and the white, you know, through everything, and just keeping it pure for me. And I want to shout out Quincy Brown. If you don't know who Quincy Brown is, he goes by Quincy. You can find him on Instagram at Quincy, Q-U-N-I-C-Y. He's, you know, a part of the, you know, Diddy's family, and rest in peace to his mom, by the way. Anyways, he was, for New Year's, he was on a jet ski in the Bahamas, and he shared some wisdom, and I would like to quote him. It really hit home because it stuck with me, and this is why I'm kind of changing my mindset again, and I'm like, wow, Kim, you've been a halfway homie. You know, nobody wants a halfway homie, a halfway lover. People want you, as much as people's been there for me, and I'll go the extra mile for my friends too, but as of recently, I've been kind of, sometimes you kind of just isolate yourself.
Yeah.
You know? And I want to apologize to those friends, and I'm glad that we can all reconnect, even if it's 3-4 months down the line, it feels like the first day again.
Yeah.
But I want to quote him. He says, 2019 is about making real friendships. A lot of people skip so many steps into actually what it takes to build a friendship with somebody, and they let things start with a friendship. See how far you go. 2019 will take you so much further if you work on your friendships. So when I heard that, it automatically like clicked to me. It's not just like about that either, but it goes into the whole work thing. He's basically, if I was to break it down, saying like, stop focusing on making those fake friendships so you can get to the top. Right? He's showing his lavish life, not because his mom is Kim Jones and, you know, his stepdad is like, you know, at the time, whatever, is Diddy or whatever. He had to work for his stuff too. And he didn't work through it because he made the connection through his parents, which in anybody's eyes is like, well, he kind of had the leverage. I get it. It does kind of set him up to go to certain events and stuff. But at the end of the day, his mindset is, I'm worried about making friends than making a connection. Because people in this workforce, I feel like, they don't cultivate relationships. They think that you can skip all those steps and just go to an event just to network. I think that's where people fuck up. We went to an event recently. I'm not going to say the name, but we went to a music event recently. And all I heard was, I'm here to network. And in my mind, it was like, why don't you cultivate a friendship with someone? You know what I mean? Versus just trying to get put on. And I don't feel like people want that. People who are in the industry, whatever industry they're in, they don't want somebody who's a fake leech who just wants to be put on through your success, through your hard work and dedication. I think it starts, like Quincy said, it starts with a friendship. It starts with a friendship and an authentic one where you have a genuine, solid friendship and it builds. Because you never know. Like, I'm not saying, like, make sure you go out there and massage those friendships you have so you can get to the top. No, your friends are your support system. They're there for you emotionally. Mm-hmm. And if they're, like, they can be in a different industry, but a friend of theirs can be like, yo, I need a graphic designer to, like, help me build this logo. Hey, I know one of my good friends is a graphic designer. Mm-hmm. Boom. That automatically, like, yo, boo, boo, boo. I got, like, somebody who needs graphic design. Can you do it? And right there, it's like, boom. And then they might love the work, and they're like, hey, this guy's really good. Do you need a graphic designer? And it just, like, pops. And it, like, creates this, like what is the longevity wealth within the family, within the circle, right? Mm-hmm. That's how you really build and cultivate a solid relationship, because your friends are your support system. They're your backbone. You never know what's going to happen. Your friend can be a waiter, but the restaurant owner might need somebody who is a graphic designer. Oh, I know one. You know, don't knock people. It starts with a friendship, people. It does not start with the LinkedIn network. It doesn't start with going to an event trying to make a network connection. I used to fuck myself up because of that. I was that person when I moved to LA for the first time in 2013. I went to so many events just so I can, quote, network, unquote, with people. And I did it. I did build relationships. But look at where those relationships are now. Those people I met in 2013, worked with them for a split second, didn't get paid, things fell out. It's because it wasn't authentic. I was young, though. I was like, what, 21? 20, 21? You know, and I was just hungry and young, you know, and now I've namasteed, I've meditated, I've worked on myself spiritually. I'm still working on myself, cultivating that relationship with my soul, because your body and your soul are two different things. I'm cultivating a relationship with myself. I found my love. I'm building and repairing the relationship with my friends and my family, and I'm seeing that authentic change. And today, Wednesday, March, what's today's date?
It is, you know, I said in my story today, I never know what day it is. Thursday. I'm looking at it on my screen. Tuesday the 12th.
So today, Tuesday, March 12th, 2019, I woke up to a text message from my friend encouraging me, a text message from my sister, shout out to, quote, Mel, who is super rare, does not really text me like that with some motivational words. It's been a blessing. And a friend of mine, shout out to Bree in New York, who owns a really cool, dope, sustainable kind of company. I'll leave her information. You guys need to check her out. But who we haven't spoken in a while. And just those people, and then the comments and feedback I got from my post today. There's people, and you too, babe, and my mom. There's so much support and love today that it opened the door. I'm a new partner from somewhere. I'm not going to even announce it yet. Can't. And it's a big brand.
Which, congratulations,
thank you. Thank you so much.
I know that I don't want to say either. I can't even say. I'm trying to not say it.
I know. I want to say, but...
But congratulations. I know how much you love this.
I'm an ambassador, okay?
Yes, I know.
And I'm so grateful. And it's through the support. And it's like, what I'm trying to say is today, back to back, I'm also Mightland's freelance gig, which is awesome because, you know, a bitch got to pay her rent. But just what I'm trying to say is all of the events today happen through cultivating relationships. And like you mentioned in the car, babe, like not thinking about it. And not being stressed about it. And this weekend I got to spend it with my girl's close friends. And because I was hanging out and building a relationship with everyone and just laughing and having a good time and not thinking about the stress and, you know, rent and financial struggles and all that, for some reason, the universe answered it today. And that to me is what cultivating a real relationship is, because I am living proof that if you are authentic and stay true to your friends, yourself, everybody around you, you will find love. I'm lucky. You will find your answers, and it will not be thrown at you right away, but it will appear when you least expect it, like today. And you will be happy. I'm so happy. That's why I think I'm back in my mojo, my flow, and I'm able to record this podcast for you guys. Because I feel like me again. And it's thanks to those support system and those relationships. Because if I'm just that 21-year-old Kim trying to just network all the time, I was miserable. I'm like, it's hitting me now. I'm having an epiphany, and I'm thinking about it. And I'm like, man, I was so depressed. Remember coming home, the environment was toxic, the relationship that I had with my roommate and my ex, it was just so toxic, you know? I was grinding and hustling, but it was going nowhere. It just kept getting blocked and blocked, and I kept getting fucked over, like, and I just kept asking why. Instead of asking why, I didn't ask, like, what's next? How can I fix this? But it started with one thing. What it is? What is it?
Loving yourself, working on yourself, accepting yourself, you know.
And cultivating those relationships with your myself and the people around.
Well, you have to cultivate a relationship with yourself, too. Like, we were just talking about how, like, your soul is one thing, and then your mind. You have to connect all that. Because if one's off, then you can't function.
That's true.
You know, you can't function.
That is very true. Let's see here. I think that is, we can hear my sister outside. I'm like, it's kind of throwing me off. Melly, I'm recording a podcast here. So yeah, I think like being able to cultivate that friendship will bring awesomeness into your life. And Quincy, thank you so much for sharing that wisdom, because I really, really, like, really, it hit me in the heart. I haven't heard a message in a while. I haven't read a book that, like, I mean, I read a book.
But something that you felt like was genuine, authentic, that you could work on or really build.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that it really stuck to you.
It really did. I haven't had something like that hit me in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so grateful for it, and I appreciate it. And I appreciate you for just jumping on this podcast real quick with me and this new season.
Wow, we're celebrating.
We're celebrating. This is our celebration, our gift to you guys. And I hope that this podcast, and shout out to those who really listen. I was telling babe, like, oh my god, this person listened. And I'm just like super like proud, and I'm super grateful. I can't say it enough. I know I say it a lot. You guys are probably tired of me like this namaste asshole, like namaste away. But like I'm really grateful for everyone who listens, everything, and I'm happy that this can help someone and that you're listening because you care or you just are intrigued and you want more for yourself. And I'm glad I can be that voice and that guidance to help you get through it. Thank you, babe, for being on the show.
Of course. Don't forget to check out my Instagram. Mi propia mujer.
I'll leave it in the bio.
Ah, I didn't know you could do that.
I'll leave it in the bio.
Should I spell it out?
I'll leave it in the bio for you guys and everyone we mentioned's name so you guys can follow them out. Great humans. And thank you guys for listening on another episode of the Everything La Kimster Show. Everything La Kimster Show. Peace. Hey guys, I'm back again. You're probably like, I thought you ended the podcast, but actually, I wanted to make a few corrections. I'm sorry I got really like excited. Caffeine like spiked me through the roof when I was talking about Quincy's mom, Kim Porter, not Kim Jones. Kim Jones is actually the creative director of Dior. So shout out to him too. Thank you for paving the way for us fashion, young fashion entrepreneurs and designers who look up to Mr. Jones. But anyways, I'm sorry for that. I just had to come on here real quick to make that correction because your girl, if you know any audio editors out there, hit me up. I'm trying to make a song. I'm trying to also perfect at this podcast. But anyways, I appreciate you guys for listening, and I'm very, very, very grateful for you guys tuning in and listening to my ass become a chatty patty and talk about real things, real life, and real shit. Anyways, thank you for listening for the blah, 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 blah. You see what I mean? I can't even talk. Oh, shit. Anyways, thank you for listening to the podcast. I don't know if that coughing was appropriate, but I couldn't control it. Thank you for listening to the podcast and the Everything La Kimster Show, where we keep it real, raw, and right now. For now, the audio, how it is, but we will perfect it. Peace.